What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. And we are very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Joe Varden from The Athletic. Joe, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing fine. Great to be here.
Are you in Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
All right, dude. Obviously, the NBA Finals are like this incredibly exciting time for the league, and yet with this matchup and the way the Thunder are just kind of rolling through things, people seem kind of muted about these finals. I imagine in OKC, though, it's hype like crazy. Where are you at on this finals matchup?
I mean... You know, there's a number of different ways to go at that. You know, it's my job to cover these playoffs and these finals every year. So personally, you know, I live in Cleveland, and I have actually covered more playoff games in Boston than I have in Cleveland. That's how often Boston is in the playoffs and in the finals. So, you know, so for me, I think it's kind of cool to be in Oklahoma City right now. It's definitely a breath of fresh air. You know, it's just different all the way around. And the Thunder were the best team. Now they were neck and neck with the Cavs for most of the year, but they pulled away. They're the best team in the regular season, and they're right where they're supposed to be as a team that won 68 games. You should be in the finals. I don't know what it is about the Pacers. It's not, they don't turn you off. And actually, if you spend any time watching the Pacers, and I didn't mean that in an aggressive way, but if you watch the Pacers, they're actually a really fun team to watch. Like they play, like if you think about all the ways that people complain about the product of the NBA, like whether it's like, you know, oh, it's too individual, you know, or there's like nobody runs offense or nobody plays defense, yep. You know, like the Pacers, they play the way you want. Like if you're that guy, that they play how you want them to play. They pick you up full court on defense. You know, they play a swarming style. They move the ball at all times. No one's out there grounding and pounding. You know, they shoot threes, but they also get to the rim. Like, they run a bunch of different offense. So, you know, I don't know if it's just, like, Halliburton is a funny name or what it is. But you know, they aren't they don't generate that interest on their own. And I just think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen tonight as far as what the audience will look like. The MVP is on the floor. You know, the millions of TV households in New York, they just saw the Pacers. Like, do they tune in to see if the Pacers can prove it against the Thunder? Like, you don't know. So, but I think that the talent is worth the tune in for sure.
Dude,
yeah, I think so, definitely.
I think it's crazy the conversation around the Pacers and specifically Halliburton. I think Halliburton is awesome to watch. I enjoy this Pacers team. Like Nesmith and Siakam is all over the place. Like
Siakam was the MVP, wasn't he?
He was.
Why do people try to downplay specifically Halliburton?
I think whether it's with Tyrese or it's just this team in general, like there's a little bit of a reputation about not being like very physical defensively and just kind of being, you know, they're just a group that likes to get out and run fast, but that's just not who they are. And it's not who they have been for pretty much a whole season. I think also with Tyrese, and he does this, like he is a superstar. He is a superstar, but he has these games where he will, totally disappear. And I actually didn't realize this until it happened against the Knicks. Anecdotally, I guess I was aware of it, but I didn't understand how much of a thing this had become. Like he has these games where he will almost completely disappear from the stat sheet. He was shut out twice, you know, during the regular season on the scoreboard, which is hard to do. So, you know, I think all those things play into it. Of course, there's no opportunity like an NBA Finals to do away with some of that once and for all.
I certainly. I mean, if the Pacers pull this thing off, people will stop. Yep. There will be no more Pacers disrespect.
But I think also when you look at, like I just named, Siakam was the MVP, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when people see that, they go, oh, but he's supposed to be that guy? Like, when you watch Oklahoma City, nobody else is going to be better than Shai Gilgeous throughout the game. He may be bad in the first half and the second half, but he's going to do something that's going to make you say, oh, okay, that's the dude. And I think that's why people probably say this stuff about Halliburton, but the guy can ball.
Yeah, he really can. I think that, you know, his style is different from Shai Gilgeous. You know, Shai can dictate, like Shai can slow a game down. Like he can get any team, any game to sort of pass the play the way he feels like playing in the moment. Tyrese is a little different. Tyrese is a get-up-and-go player, and he is perfectly surrounded by complementary players that also can play that role. So, you know, the Pacers do struggle when things get into a half-court situation, whereas the Thunder, they get up and down, but they can also play just fine in a half court because Shai will break you down like that. But, you know, I think that's something else to consider with the Pacers is they decided a few years ago that they were going to play a certain way, and they found their guy in Halliburton, and then with just precision, they surrounded him with players who can also play that role. And once they figured out how to defend, they became this team that has made two consecutive conference finals, and obviously now they went even further. So, you know, last year wasn't a fluke anymore. I mean, this is a very good team that's probably going to be good for a couple more years.
For sure. Talking with Joe Varden here from The Athletic, covers the NBA. You can give him a follow at Joe Varden, V-A-R-D-O-N, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's also give the Thunder some real credit. I mean, they're the best team in the NBA.
Yes.
The length they have, the way they defend, and SGA is the best player in the NBA. This year, I don't think there's much debate about that. He won the MVP award. For folks that maybe don't watch OKC like they did, you know, the Warriors or the Celtics, like get them up to speed on just how good the Thunder is.
Overall.
The Athletic style is we treat Thunder like you would treat Celtics or Knicks.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's like it doesn't grammatically like look and sound right all the time.
Right.
No, I think with the Thunder, they are another team. They have two all NBA players, but you know. Like they have like the best player who is the MVP, you know, he's from Canada. you know, we're, as NBA fans, we're used to having the top player in the league not be from the U.S. right now. But there's still another team where, you know, the names don't quite strike the like the same with the same familiarity as some of these other teams who have been here more often. But to your point, like, they do have the best player. They are very deep. They have incredible size on the perimeter in Gilgeous Alexander. Lou Dort is as good of a defender out there as you're going to find.
Lou Dort is a problem.
He is a major problem. Yes. And then they have Alex Caruso, who's won a title with the Lakers. They have size in the front court. Well, then, of course, they have Jalen Williams, who's the other All-NBA player. He's out there on the wing. Yeah, and so I think you, I think I almost want to stop right there. Like, those, forget about Gilgeous for a moment. Like, you can compare him in ways with Brunson. But that combination of Jalen Williams and Lou Dort and Alex Caruso, that is a much more formidable, in my opinion, perimeter attack that the Pacers will have to face than what the Knicks were providing. So, you know, almost a way to think of this is an Oklahoma City team that schematically plays a little bit like Indiana, but does it with arguably more depth and possibly more talent. And so I think that's kind of the primary thing when you start thinking about like all these Vegas odds, you know, that the Thunder are one of the heaviest favorites to win a finals ever. And that's probably why. I mean, they're, you know, the Pacers have overwhelmed some pretty good teams with their pace, with their style, and they won't be able to do that to Oklahoma City. So, really fun team to watch. It's one of those teams, like, we spent all year trying to think of someone other than the Thunder that would come out of the West. You know, people always want it to be the Lakers. You think about the Warriors, and they made a big trade. You know, people have always been enamored with the Clippers, and, you know, you could find all these candidates to do this. You know, even Denver, who actually took Oklahoma City to a seventh game. But when you watch the Thunder, you more often than not come away with feeling like they're the best team you saw this year. They are vulnerable. They did go to seven games against the Nuggets. And they had a really bad game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're not as good of a three-point shooting team as the Pacers. So between their occasional tendency to not show up, and also, you know, if they had an Achilles heel, maybe it is the three-point shooting. So between those two things, the Pacers can use that to their advantage. But, you know, most of the indicators do point to Oklahoma City here.
And then Chet Holmgren is the problem. I think he's a guy, he can do it from the outside, and then inside, I think he's a problem for people defensively. And offensively, he has a game that's full. He's not just a drop-step guy. He can do all pick and pop, do whatever he needs to do.
Yeah, he can. I mean, he is much more of a two-way player than Karl Anthony Towns, which is what the Knicks, you know, had against the Pacers. So Chet is definitely a factor in the series because he can do the things that maybe, you know, a combination of Miles Turner and Pascal Siakam, he can do those things. Like, he's not, he doesn't get exposed, you know, when the Pacers start running a five-out offense. So I think that's important. But like the other way that the Thunder can match what the Pacers do is just they have so much size and speed in their smaller positions, you know, like, so that they could, if they wanted to play a lineup with Shea, Lou, Caruso, Williams, and Chet, like, that's, you know, there's only one traditional big on the floor there, but they can all move. They can guard above their positions. You know, so there's just a bunch of different ways that they can attack.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, I mean, they are loaded. Talking with Joe Varden here from The Athletic on the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Joe at Joe Varden, V-A-R-D-O-N. It sounds like you think the Thunder are going to win this thing, right? It seems like the whole world does.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a terrible prognosticator. I never get a sense for how long these things are going to go. I do listen to Vegas, like when the odds are overwhelmingly in one favor, and I've seen enough of these teams. I thought Indiana would give the Cavs a really hard time. Wouldn't have gone so far as to predict what happened. But I knew they were a tough out, and then I definitely had them beating the Knicks. So, you know, I saw how they would do it, and then now you just think about the ways that they took care of these first three opponents, and they can't really do that to the Thunder. So, you know, you give the Pacers all kinds of credit for sort of the moxie that they showed and the ability to play the way they want to play in a typically slowed down, you know, playoff. But they're going to have to think of something else to beat the Thunder, or, you know, like do what they have been doing even better, which I don't know if that gear's there. So, you know, but that's why we play the games. Let's see this. I didn't think that Boston would tear the Mavericks to shreds last year. And like, that may sound ridiculous now, but if you go back to what was happening at that time, you know, the Mavericks had just looked so good in the playoffs and had gotten rid of Minnesota, and Luka was on fire and Kyrie was playing, you know, lights out. So, you know, you get into these situations and you try to make, you know, the best guess that you can, you know, but there's factors that you, even if you've been watching the teams all year, that you just don't consider. I'll tell everybody this too, you know, one of the Pacers' key players, you know, Aaron Nesmith, he hurt his ankle early in the Knicks series, and he didn't miss any time, but it affected him. Yeah. And to the point where they had to move Andrew Nembhard over to guard Brunson for a while. And so the closer to 100% that Nesmith is, the better off the Pacers will be.
Secret weapon might be Halliburton's dad. Is he still has to stay in the suite? He can't go down on the court anymore?
I guess. I mean, like, this is not an NBA rule. This was something the Pacers kind of cooked up. And so, you know, I guess I was a little confused how the Pacers could keep him out of a road game, and how if they could dictate where
the people
he
on
could
the road
sit.
Not going to let him get down there. They're going to make sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never know. I mean, these players are a lot of tickets, and sometimes they give you a family section, and so there's a bunch of different ways that can work. But yeah, I mean, he'll be there tonight. I guess I just don't know where.
It's going to be interesting to watch That is a weird little subplot with Halliburton's dad. Talking with Joe Varden here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Joe is senior NBA writer for The Athletic. Joe, while we have you, obviously the Wizards are nowhere near an NBA Finals. They're about the opposite side of the planet. But as a lifelong Wiz Bullets fan, I am encouraged. Falling to the sixth pick sucks. But, every year we see stars emerge from the NBA draft. Joker was a second-round pick. Like, you could find guys. That's on the staff. What do you think at number six for Washington?
Oh, geez. I'm the wrong guy for that.
Well, and recognizing it's a complete crapshoot, who the hell knows, and it's a month away.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about the draft right now, you know, I think about Cooper Flagg, of course, the kid from Rutgers, the Harper kid. I really liked Flagg's teammate from Duke, Malawash. But I'm not sure, because the Wizards already have Alex Sarr, and some of the other with the other size. I don't know if Malawash would be the right pick for the Wizards at six. I mean, maybe. I like this Iger Demon kid too. I had a chance to talk with him. There's going to be a story coming out before the draft at The Athletic about him. This is, for me, anything that I'm thinking about draft-wise, we'll wait until we're done with this series.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I hope you enjoy it, man. I hope you get to see some great hoops and some competitive games. Thank you very much for making time for us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Have a great summer. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Joe Varden from The Athletic. Great job covering the whole NBA.
And Sarr, like they do the big man in Oklahoma City and Holmgren.
So
that's 2 7-footers on the court at the same time.
You know I like Knipple, but I like Malawach too. And he's a real rim protector. I don't think that's what Sarr wants to be. I think he wants to be like a free-flowing. Yeah. Maybe it's what he is. And just think about the size and the athleticism if your front court is like Sarr, Malawach, Bilal, I don't know.
Look at most teams today. They are getting long, man, at all positions.
Yeah, length. So. All right. We got a report. There's a report about Terry McLaurin being frustrated about the contract situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dive into this next. This is not great news, but I would say this isn't necessarily that surprising. Nobody go anywhere. News on Terry McLaurin and the Commanders and maybe some frustration brewing. Nobody go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.